Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, 63, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, around 30. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid-60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the lower 30s. For Thursday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies, again, mid-60s. Right now, it's 30.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, good Tuesday. Conservative legislators are pushing to prevent the state from limiting religious gatherings or keeping abortion providers open during emergencies that prompt restrictions on businesses. GOP lawmakers were still not happy yesterday over actions Democratic Governor Laura Kelly took early in the coronavirus pandemic, but they were split over how far they want to limit the power of state and local officials during future pandemics. The Senate was set to debate a bill that includes the language on church gatherings and abortion providers. The House Judiciary Committee excluded those provisions from its narrower bill. Both measures rewrite the state's emergency management laws. Meatpacking workers across the country have started receiving coronavirus vaccines, and thousands more will have a chance to get their shots this week. The major meatpacking companies, JBS, Cargill, Tyson Foods, and Smithfield Foods, say that Kansas, along with Nebraska, Colorado, and Iowa, plan to begin vaccinating meat plant workers this week. Mid-America Network News.
You asked, and Rusty Eck Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Rusty Eck Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you, so you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rusty Eck Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rusty Eck Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rusty Eck Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustyEckFord.com.
Law enforcement officials say it appears a shooting that injured three Wichita police officers over the weekend was not a premeditated trap. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey said yesterday that a shotgun without a trigger guard was left in the pocket of a recliner with several other items. Some type of bump caused the gun to go off, hitting three officers in the legs while they were searching the house on Saturday. Subsequently, officers arrested 46-year-old James Hathorn and 43-year-old Tiffany Volgamore, both of Wichita, who were staying in the home without permission. Two officers were treated and released. The third expected to be released soon as well. Emergency management officials across the state sounding the alarm this morning at 10 o'clock. It is the statewide annual tornado drill in awareness of the potential of severe weather approaching us this spring in Kansas. Tornado sirens across the state expected to be sounded at 10 o'clock this morning. And weather-wise, today is going to be nicer than yesterday. Tomorrow, the banner day with highs in the 70s. Mid-America Network News.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation, be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets. You'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Meatpacking workers across the country have started receiving coronavirus vaccines, and thousands more will have a chance to get their shots this week, offering some peace of mind in an industry that was ravaged by COVID-19 a year ago. Officials with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union say interest in the vaccine is high among workers after the industry took a heavy toll from the virus. The major meatpacking companies, JBS, Cargill, Tyson Foods, and Smithfield Foods, say a number of states plan to begin vaccinating meat plant workers this week, including here in Nebraska, as well as Iowa, Colorado, and Kansas. The state of Nebraska could see the first doses of drug maker Johnson & Johnson's new coronavirus vaccine as early as this week. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says the state has been allowed to order up to 15,000 doses, but state officials don't know yet how much they'll get. The announcement comes only days after the FDA approved the vaccine. Mid-America Network News.
When you are not feeling well, the last thing you need is a long wait for a diagnosis. At Community Healthcare System, we've added in-house nuclear medicine to our list of services. Nuclear medicine offers an imaging procedure that helps evaluate organ function and speeds up diagnosis. An in-house service means patients don't have to wait for a mobile provider to arrive. Community Healthcare System offers care at the speed of life. Learn more about COVID-19 safety and our range of services online at chcsks.org.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. County Health Nurse Sue Rose spoke with Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting, advising that COVID numbers continue to decline. Around 1,000 Marshall County residents have received the COVID vaccine. Currently, the process is in phase two.
What we're working for is herd immunity. And herd immunity is having a community that has pre-existing immunity either by previous infection or by vaccination. And this protects all the other people who can't have the vaccine. So considering how slow our vaccine is coming in, it's going to take a considerable length of time to get everyone vaccinated. I think that we will continue to work towards herd immunity, and we will have to continue doing those things like wearing our masks, social distancing, washing hands, staying home if sick, until we get a high enough number of vaccinated people in our county, till we see the cases disappear.
Due to inclement weather week before last, the health department did not receive any vaccines, but we're hoping to double up last week. Brian Wassenberg and Brian Wassenberg expressed frustration regarding the lack of information and lack of available vaccines, with concern about seniors 65 and over, those most at risk. They feel eligibility or target groups are changing as responsibilities are being shifted from the state level to the local level. Ashley Kroc, Marketing Public Relations Director for Community Memorial Healthcare, said the hospital will start to share more information regarding the vaccination and the waiting list. CMH has a vaccine hotline whereby residents can leave their name at 562-4474 and via an online link on the hospital website. Public Works Administrator proposed vacating part of an east-west road, now known as Bison Road, in Oquito Township, east of 10th Road, east on Bison to the southeast corner. Notice will be published for 2 weeks. A hearing will be held March 8th at 9 a.m. At the request of the Marshall County Commissioners, Jason Brunninger has drafted a letter to Lloyd Builders for termination as construction manager for the proposed jail project, effective March 5th. Washington County Commissioners' meetings the past 2 weeks have been mostly routine business. Several bridge quotes were approved at the February 16th meeting, and commissioners approved a local disaster declaration at last week's meeting due to the extremely cold weather, allowing the City of Washington access to special funding, if approved, for additional expenses related to power generation. Vaccinations continue through the Washington County Health Department. Nemaha County Commissioners unanimously moved to table the issue of building a new senior center transit facility at this time until more information is gathered. $82,000 in jail system upgrades were approved after issues with batteries and the generator during a recent power outage. A temporary generator was rented during the time. A public hearing regarding the Gage County 1- and 6-year proposed highway improvement plan was held, with several comments noted, and a resolution following was adopted. Discussion was held on the rock and gravel policy for townships. Gage County Township Association met last week and asked county assistance when uncooperative landowners were asked to move brush back away from township roads. 21 of 23 townships were represented at the meeting. Gage County Board of Supervisors Chairman Eric Thiemann testified week before last before a legislative committee considering a proposal that would assist in repayment of the $28 million Beatrice 6 case. There was no opposition testimony. The Nebraska Association of County Officials, who reached a settlement with Gage County on the insurance issue in the case, also testified in support. Harvey J. Sayers, age 58, of Wymore, passed away February 25th. Memorial service is planned Friday at 2 at the Wymore Church of Christ in Earnman, the Wymore Cemetery. Registration book Thursday 9 to 5 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Harvey Sayers. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss Steak, Baby Bakers, Peas, and Fruit Cocktail. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and mandarin oranges. A reminder, it is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Kansas. Storm sirens will sound this morning at 10 a.m. This is a drill for Severe Weather Awareness Week. KNDY News Time 7:15.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March, with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, quiet weather all across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. High pressure system overhead. We have warmer air that is moving into the area, bringing us above average temperatures for this time of year. It looks like across the central parts of the Midwest, anywhere in the 50s and into the 60s. We have a dry cold front that's going to swing down from the north Thursday night, bringing us just a little bit of clouds. Otherwise, just a little bit cooler temperatures as we head into Friday, but we'll continue with dry weather. So across the area, we're going to see sunny skies, mid-60s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, around 30. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, again, temperatures in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, lower 30s. As we enter Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, mid-60s. Thursday night, becoming mostly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early March, 52, record high in the state, 83. The average low, 26, and the record low is 7 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:21, sunrise in the morning at 6:58. <clears throat> 30 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 2nd of March. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
I'm Derek Schmidt, your Kansas Attorney General. Safely destroying old personal documents is an important step to prevent identity theft. To mark National Consumer Protection Week, the Attorney General's office will sponsor free document shredding in Marysville on Wednesday, March 3rd. Drop off up to 3 bags or boxes of documents at the Marysville Aquatic Center, 300 South 8th Street, between 4 and 6 p.m. and help keep your information safe from identity theft.
A nearly 20-year losing streak snapped. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In the NBA last night, Brooklyn's James Harden scored 30 as part of his triple-double to lead the Nets to a 124-113 overtime win over the Spurs. Kyrie Irving added 27, and the Nets got their first win in San Antonio since 2002. The rival 76ers held onto the top spot in the East, half a game ahead of the Nets with a 130-114 win over the Pacers. Shake Milton led Philly with 26 points off the bench.
Ball was hopping. Everybody was getting a feel for it. We played team basketball. Everybody was moving, and that's what coach wants. And, you know, as you can see, whenever that ball is moving like that, we're a hard team to guard.
Earlier Monday, the Hawks fired head coach Lloyd Pierce. He logged a 63-120 record during his 2+ seasons in Atlanta and will be replaced on an interim base by Nate McMillan. Atlanta hosts the All-Star game in 2 weeks. More NBA. Zion Williamson grabbed 10 rebounds and scored 26. The Pelicans using a strong third quarter to shock the Jazz, 129-124. Pelicans head coach Stan Van Gundy says consistency's the key.
We're talented enough to beat anybody. You know, but probably make enough mistakes and aren't consistent enough defensively that we can lose to anybody.
On the college hardwoods, number 17 Oklahoma State won a close one against 16th-ranked Oklahoma.
Three-pointer by Harmon, top of the key, rattles out, no good. Rebound tapped off the glass, tipped around by Maddox. It doesn't matter how sweep it is. The Cowboys have swept Oklahoma.
on Learfield IMG College, 79-75 the final. NHL, Max Pacioretty scored twice for the Golden Knights, including the game winner in overtime to beat the Wild.
Stone coming in. It's now a 2-on-1. Stone centers, and they score! Pacioretty wins it in overtime!
On KRLV, 5-4 your final. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Monday night, sub-state basketball quarterfinals saw the Valley Heights Mustangs defeat the Washington County Tigers 50-39 in boys' play. Valley Heights will host top seed Valley Falls Thursday at 8, as Valley Falls beat Horton 63-28 on Monday. Second seed Mar Hill won over Republic County 49-27 to advance. They'll face third seed Riverside, a 60-27 winner over ACCHS. Marysville Lady Bulldogs season came to an end 9-10 Monday night, falling at Royal Valley 66-51. Top seed Nemahal Central took Oskaloosa 74-39. Second seed Sabetha wins over Pleasant Ridge 65-18. And Jeff West took Hiawatha 40-31. Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville boys will host Sabetha at 7. The Valley Heights Lady Mustangs entertain Republic County at 7. And in our broadcast feature Tuesday, the Washington County Lady Tigers are home to Valley Falls, with the 6 p.m. tip-off live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Valley Heights, hosting the 2A Substate, has announced that tickets for the Substate games are available through the Valley Heights High School website.
Planning an ag building or bin construction? Build right from the ground up with concrete pads from Inline Construction. Add an approach for your commercial or ag building for added functionality. They also do basement and foundations, plus retaining walls, driveways, patio, and sidewalks. Call for a quote today, Inline Construction, at 562-5525.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said on Monday that one of his top priorities will be making sure that Canada and Mexico live up to their promises under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, a pact that's already showing some cracks. Vilsack is scheduled to meet virtually with Canadian Agriculture Minister and the Mexican Agriculture Secretary in separate meetings today, according to USDA spokesman. But Canada, which the U.S. is already accusing of falling short on its dairy commitments under USMCA, is an immediate priority, Vilsack says. He said when it comes to securing larger foreign markets for U.S. farmers, he told the National Farmers Union group yesterday, he's talking about assuring that any trade agreement that is enforced consistent with the letter and spirit of the trade agreement. He said he's thinking specifically about USMCA and specifically about our, quote, friends in Canada. The North American Meat Institute has asked the Supreme Court to review an earlier ruling in a challenge of California's Prop 12, the Farm Animal Confinement Initiative. The Meat Institute petition specifically asked the Supreme Court to review a U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ruling in a challenge by the organization. The Meat Institute opposes the law, claiming it is unconstitutional and will hurt the nation's food value chain by significantly increasing costs for producers and consumers. Meat Institute President and CEO Juliana Potts says if unconstitutional law is allowed to stand, California will dictate farming practices all over the nation. The question presented in the case is whether the U.S. Constitution permits California to extend its police power beyond its territorial borders by banning pork and veal products sold into the California area unless out-of-state farmers restructure their facilities to meet animal confinement standards dictated by California. Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. Well, the entire beef production chain stands to create additional value by maintaining calf health. That's why Purina Animal Nutrition, along with several other animal health and nutrition providers, are taking a stand to optimize calf health through a new feeder calf program, Purina Plus. It's designed to set calves up for a strong future through complete nutrition and sound health protocols. Brady Klatt is a beef cattle nutritionist with Purina Animal Nutrition.
Purina Plus is an innovative feeder calf program designed to deliver high-value, low-risk calves to the marketplace. These calves receive quality nutrition and robust vaccination and deworming protocols, All of these are indicators of a well-raised calf that has a strong potential to perform through the next production phases. With the Purina Plus program, we can add more value throughout the entire production chain. Our cow-calf producers stand to benefit because the buyers are willing to invest in a calf that has a sound health and nutritional history. And in turn, those buyers benefit because that calf is set up for success in that next production phase.
Interested producers should contact their local Purina dealer or visit PurinaMills.com online. In other news, the tone has been set on the climate change debate in the House Ag Committee, and it took place during the committee's first hearing. Committee Chair David Scott says changes in weather patterns bring serious risks to production agriculture, forest resources, and the overall economy. He says, quote, these risks cannot be understated, end quote. He also says the USDA's Economic Research Service notes that climate change will likely affect risk management tools, financial markets, and America's global food security, as well as many other areas. Ranking member G.T. Thompson says agriculture has been on the menu when it comes to climate change, noting that last week's hearing now puts agriculture at the table. Thompson says solutions require smart, science-based policies. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Today we are having a conversation with Mary Feldhausen from Frontier Farm Credit. Mary, as we know, farming and ranching is always changing. How is the recent run-up in commodity prices affecting your customers?
That's right. The ag industry always presents a number of opportunities and challenges each year. This winter has presented the opportunity to increase revenue for grain operators. With that comes more risk as well, both in the higher dollar amount that needs to be protected and in the increase in cost that comes with higher prices.
So what are you recommending producers do today to navigate today's opportunities?
As always, the first thing we recommend is that a producer have a good understanding of their cost of production. It's hard to manage most types of risk if you don't know where the starting line is. If you are looking to manage revenue risk, you have to know what your minimum revenue floor is to stay in business. One of our business principles is to avoid locking in a loss. It's hard to recognize risk and leverage opportunity without a good understanding of what it will take to be profitable. Producers' profit and loss projections look much improved from past years. We recommend that producers review the annual farm bill decision and consider how that will work with their crop insurance options to give them the highest dollar amount of coverage for the cost.
So how does a producer get started to gain a good understanding of not only their break-even, but also the farm bill and crop insurance options?
As we have spoken about in the past, we have tools available to help them have a better understanding of their cost of production. We also have tools available to help them better understand how ARC and PLC work in different scenarios. The first step to mitigating your risk is to get set up correctly with the farm bill. Once that foundation is in place, we can better help producers build the right risk management plan for their individual operation. And for our customers, we have tools available to help them better understand how the many different types of crop insurance policies will work for them based on their individual data. With all of this available, we are very confident in our ability to help our producers make the right decision for their operation that will help them achieve their goals.
So if a producer gains a good understanding of their cost of production and what is available to help them manage risk, what can they do next?
That is when we can really lean into their marketing plan and take action to take less risk and make more money. There are a number of crop insurance tools available to help. The crop insurance industry continues to evolve, and new products are being developed every year. This gives a great deal of flexibility in finding the right mix to set the highest possible minimum net revenue guarantee and raising that floor when the markets allow. It has really gotten to the point that crop insurance is not a one-size-fits-all tool. Our full-time crop insurance agents really focus on listening to our customers' goals, then combining our expertise and transformational technology to deliver personal financial risk management recommendations. A good marketing plan coupled with a strong management plan allows the producer to confidently make marketing decisions, oftentimes well before the crop is even planted.
So how can Frontier Farm Credit help?
Well, as I said, the crop insurance industry has evolved a lot in recent years. Our full-time insurance agents are focused year-round on understanding this dynamic industry and how we can provide value to our customers all year long. As a farmer rancher owned cooperative, we are dedicated to serving agriculture and rural communities. We understand the dynamic impact that crop insurance has on our customers' ability to take less risk and make more money, and being able to achieve their goals and dreams for their business and their family. We also understand that each operation is different, so we focus on understanding your goals and helping design a plan that is right for you. I recommend that folks interested in learning more about how Frontier Farm Credit can help you do this, please reach out to your local office or visit our website at frontierfarmcredit.com.
729 from KNDY. Sunshine and 30 degrees this morning in Marysville. The week's warm-up continues with highs around 60 on tap for today.
A mild day in March is a good time to venture out with the pruning shears. We have a few suggestions for trimming the rose bushes on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 2nd, the 61st day of the year. The author notes Dr. Seuss was born on this day in 1904, and in 1987, the median price for a new home in the U.S. first surpassed $100,000. If you need to cut back some growth in the garden, late winter is the ideal time. Here are some tips from the experts on pruning back your rose bushes. First, remove all the dead canes, then cut out all the crossing branches. Try to keep the strongest branches, but let your eye be the judge for keeping the most pleasing shape. Last year's growth can be cut back dramatically, but remember this rose pruning rule of thumb, never cut back more than one-third of the live wood. There is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Looking for more tips? Check out our pruning guides online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. The Kansas City Royals made official their $25 million four-year contract with third baseman Hunter Dozier yesterday, ensuring that another member of their young foundation is under club control for the foreseeable future. Dozier had a breakout season in 2019 when he hit 26 homers and led the American League with 10 triples while driving in 84 runs. And although his numbers regressed slightly last season when he missed the start with COVID-19 and wound up hitting just a .228, with 6 homers in 44 games, the Royals believe his best seasons are still yet to come. The Kansas City Chiefs expect Patrick Mahomes to be ready for off-season workouts following surgery on his toe, and they're also optimistic that offensive tackles Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz could be available for the start of training camp. Mahomes had surgery on his foot February 10th, shortly after the Chiefs were walloped by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. Mid-America Network Sports.
Valley Heights Mustangs advance in the 2A sub-state, defeating Washington County in the quarterfinals Monday 50-39. Valley Heights led most all the way, had a 5-point halftime advantage. They took advantage of 15 of 25 free throws in the fourth quarter to outscore Washington County 15-9 down the stretch, held the Tigers to just a pair of field goals and 3 free throws. Tigers in foul trouble late. 2 players fouled out. Valley Heights was led by Cameron Beardsley with 21 points. Jake Youngerberg drops in 10. The Mustangs improved to 9-10. Washington County led by Kobe Hoover and Drew Berman with 13 each. Tigers season comes to an end at 7-8. Valley Heights will host the semifinals Thursday, winning over Washington County in the boys' quarterfinal Monday, 50-39 our final. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Monday night sub-state basketball quarterfinals saw the Valley Heights Mustangs defeat the Washington County Tigers 50-39 in boys play. Valley Heights will host top seed Valley Falls Thursday at 8, as Valley Falls beat Horton 63-28 on Monday. Second seed Mar Hill won over Republic County 49-27 to advance. They'll face third seed Riverside, a 60-27 winner over ACCHS. Marysville Lady Bulldogs season came to an end at 9-10 Monday night, falling at Royal Valley 66-51. Top seed Nemahal Central took Oskaloosa 74-39. Second seed Sabetha wins over Pleasant Ridge 65-18. And Jeff West took Hiawatha 40-31. Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville Boys will host Sabetha at 7. The Valley Heights Lady Mustangs entertain Republic County at 7. And in our broadcast feature Tuesday, the Washington County Lady Tigers are home to Valley Falls with the 6 p.m. tip-off live on KNDY FM 95.5. Valley Heights, hosting the 2A Substate, has announced that tickets for the Substate games are available through the Valley Heights High School website.
KNDY.
Since I've seen my kids, my ex-wife won't take my calls. They changed my shift at work. It's getting cold and my shoulder hurts, but here I am coping with it all.